another one signed, sealed, and delivered for the Philadelphia Eagles. Hello, everyone. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson, who signs a 6-year contract, keeps him in Philadelphia through 2021, by which time, I guarantee, when you go back to Texas, they will say, you've got a Philadelphia accent. What's going on with you, Lane? You forgot where you're from.
No doubt about it.
They probably already do. Yep. Hey, congratulations. What's it mean to you?
It just feels good to have, you know, the organization backing me up, and this is obviously where I want to end my career and retire at, so it feels good to be here.
How far have you come in 3 years, Lane? We all remember when you were drafted and you'd played quarterback, you'd been a tight end, you'd played all over. You were so raw as an offensive lineman.
I think just constant development. You know, I got to thank my Coach Statlin and Greg Austin. You know, just developing every year. You can watch on tape and just watch me, you know, get better, and that's what it's all about.
Stout comes back. What's that mean for you?
Everything. I mean, he's kind of like my father up here, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, he's, you know, taught me so much in this league, and really is a key for, you know, for my success and my development.
What is the technical part that's so difficult for those who come and make the transition from college to the NFL? Is it footwork, handwork, the mental part of things, the physical part?
Probably the mental part of things. I mean, obviously people are, you know, stronger, faster, but it's just being smart, knowing when to do stuff at what time, and it's just really knowing the game of football better.
Lane, you've played in the up-tempo in college. You've played in the up-tempo in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It would appear if Doug runs his hybrid West Coast offense, it'll be more of a, you know, get in the huddle kind of. What will that mean to you? What does it, is there a toll that is exacted upon your body when you're up-tempo all the time?
Yeah, I'll be able to catch my breath a little bit better. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. But I think we're expecting big things from this offense, you know, coming this year. I'm not particular, you know, what schemes and whatnot, but, you know, I think we'll be successful.
And I know you've been asked the question a million times, left tackle, right tackle. I guess it doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if I'm playing right, I'm playing right. If I'm playing left, you know, all the better.
Let's talk about the offensive line and what you would like to see just in terms of improvement with this group and kind of how you think you played in 2015 as a unit.
I think I played well. I think penalties is something, obviously, I need to correct. You know, I think for the offensive line, I think we, you know, probably led the league in penalties. So from that standpoint, not shooting ourselves in the foot and get that corrected. And just staying healthy, you know, get Jason Peters healthy, you know, get me healthy and get everybody healthy. And I think, you know, having five guys play together the whole year will be good for us, too.
You know what it's like to make it to the playoffs. You know what it's like to miss. Big difference?
Yeah, it's not a good feeling, especially around here. Yeah. I mean, they demand greatness, and, you know, that's what we need to give them.
Did you watch the playoffs?
I watched some games. It's definitely hard to, but, yeah, I did.
And when your reaction, Carolina, I guess, doesn't surprise you? They played so great all year.
Yeah, I have a teammate played with me in college, Darrell Williams, who's plays tackle there. So I'm rooting for him. Then I have we obviously have Evan there with the Broncos and Corey Nelson, who's also played linebacker. So whoever wins, I'll be happy for him.
The season ended January 3rd, Lane, and so we're at the end of the month now. How's your body feel? How long does it take to get it all the way back?
It's probably going to take a little bit longer, but, you know, I'm working out a little bit, but just recovering and stretching, doing some little stuff there.
All your mates are together. It looks like I like this idea of keeping all these young guys together.
I do too. It feels good to have the players that have been here with you and been able to extend their careers with me, so it's a good feeling.
Lane Johnson, congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.